Girls Rock.
This is the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special. We've taken over the controls for summer in a hope of exposing you to some of the issues, inspirations, obstacles and epiphanies experienced by young women in music. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the very first episode of Girls Rock Melbourne. Now, Girls Rock Melbourne, what on earth is that? What on earth does that even mean? All right, so first things first, let's explain a little bit about it. My name's Stinky, and I'll be here with you over the next few weeks to help explain. But right here with me is one of the organisers, Ruby. Ruby, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, it's part of your initiative. Tell the folks a little bit about what does Girls Rock Melbourne involve?
Yeah, for sure. So Girls Rock is an international initiative. It was originally started in Portland, America in 2001. We've previously had two rock camps in Australia, one in Canberra and one in Brisbane. January 2017 is the first time that Girls Rock Melbourne will ever run. And basically, the crux of it is that we're trying to encourage social change with music as the medium with a strong focus on DIY. So campers will come along and they're 12 to 17-year-olds, female-identifying, non-binary or trans campers between the ages of 12 and 17. There's no musical experience required. We teach them the basics on their instrument. They form a band, they write an original song over the course of the week, and then we have workshops and lunchtime performances from well-known Melbourne musicians.
Fantastic. It's very exciting. It got started by some of my personal heroes. Over in the States, who started it? Was it Carrie?
Carrie Brownstein.
Yeah, I always forget her surname, from Sleater-Kinney.
So she was one of the original mentors, along with Beth Ditto and Kathleen Hanna, mentored at another one of the camps, which is pretty unreal to think about. I couldn't contain my excitement.
I know. And just for listeners who aren't aware, these are women who a decade have been inspiring women. I know with Kathleen Hanna and Carrie Brownstone, they've been playing since the 90s, you know.
Yep.
And it's exciting to think that, just they'd be around to mentor teenagers.
Yeah, that idea of passing the torch and wanting to sort of fulfill and empower the next generations, it's so great. And they all really openly talk about not being formally trained musicians. Mm-hmm. They all talk about just picking up a microphone or a bass or a guitar and just going for it. And I think it's one of the things that Bikini Kill were most criticized about, apart from the fact that they dared be feminists, was that they supposedly didn't know how to play their instruments, but yet what they were able to create and offer to the general public was something so incredibly powerful, an energy that just couldn't be harnessed.
Actually, well, I guess I'm tempted to play some Bikini Kill, but Kathleen Hanna's, she's got some new stuff as well, like the Julie Ruin, who toured last year.
I think 2014.
Was it?
Yeah.
Geez, time flies. Anyway, yeah, so let's play some Julie Ruin. What's this track called?
We've Got Girls Like Us.
Fantastic.
Girls like
but I'm open to persuasion.
East or west. When you think of community, think of 3CR. When you think of radio, think of 3CR. This is Joan Armour Trading asking you to support your community radio station, 3CR, the only alternative. But with a lover, I could hold my head back and really laugh, really laugh.
And welcome back. You're listening to Girls Rock Melbourne. And we've just listened to a little bit of Julie Ruin and featuring Kathleen Hannah herself. You're listening to Girls Rock Melbourne. I'm Stinky. Ruby's in the studio with me.
Hey.
And Ruby, you're here to talk a little bit about Girls Rock Melbourne, which is a camp that happens next year
yep.
for girls of high school age to be mentored in music.
Yep.
By volunteers in the local Melbourne community, I guess. But tell us, what are some of the opportunities the girls get at the camp?
So we're lucky enough to hold the camp over 5 days at Wick Studios in Brunswick. So our campers will have the opportunity to actually rehearse in a live music venue. A live rehearsal space,
yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
That'll feel really professional for them. Exciting.
Yeah, they've each got band rooms. They've got full back line. All the instruments are provided. So we're going to go over basics on the instruments with them, and obviously depending on their level of ability on their instrument of choice.
It's broken up into different sections,
different skill levels. And then once they've gone over that, they join their bands.
You get a chance to make a little band with the girls that are in the room with you.
Yep.
That's such a great idea.
Yeah, it's...
So are the bands formed arbitrarily, or is it? Do they get to sort of gravitate towards each other, or is it genre-based?
We would have loved to just let the campers run free and choose their own bands.
But they're teenagers.
Well, it's more logistically. We've got a really tight schedule, which is great because we have so many brilliant things to offer the campers. But it does mean that we did have to kind of allocate bands for the campers. But in doing that, which was something we ummed and ahed over for a long time, it means that they get more lunchtime concerts, more workshops, more time with their band coaches, more instrument instruction. So we think it will be beneficial to them. And, you know, part of this whole thing is getting these campers outside of their comfort zone. And so in a way, I think it is a really good thing that they don't just get to form a band with all of their besties.
Exactly. It's a very good point you make there, because getting out of your comfort zone is one of the best ways to tap into that creative part of yourself. And so once the bands are formed, I suppose, and then you have band sessions.
Yep. So they're each assigned a band coach. And
all the coaches and stuff, this is a not-for-profit organisation. So everyone there, all the coaches, the musicians, they're all volunteering.
Yep, everyone is. So we've been so overwhelmed and so lucky with the response that we've had. We've got so many brilliant Melbourne musicians we've got Cable Ties coming and being band coaches. We've got Monkey Grip performers. We've got the Girl Freeders. We've got the Reprobates. We've got so many different volunteers. We're so lucky and really overwhelmed. They'll each have a band coach that they'll get to spend the week with, who's just sort of there as a mentor if they need any help with the structure of writing their original song, or, you know, dealing with band politics, how to use the backline, things like that.
Wow. There's so much to go over in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
That's why I can understand you have to have a certain amount of structure.
Yeah.
It's just such a great idea. Can you imagine what it would be like if, you know, you were at that time of your life and you had someone to say, hey, don't worry about what your mates think.
Yeah.
You just follow your own path.
Yep, so that was the consensus with all of the directors. We all went, we couldn't even imagine how different our lives would be now if we had something like this when we were between the ages of 12 and 17.
Mm.
And, you know, we're very aware that adolescence for most people is a really difficult time. You have no idea what's going on. You don't know who you are. You don't know, you know, what a lot of your likes and dislikes are and which way you want to go.
Mm.
And so we just want to give our campers the confidence to listen to themselves and create something that's truly theirs.
Mm.
And to be okay with that. You don't have to sound like, I don't know, Taylor Swift or anybody. Like, your sound is your sound and you should cherish that and own it.
Actually, I think that's this is a really good place to actually play a little bit of the trailer of the documentary. There was a documentary made on the Girls Rock Camp over in Portland.
Yep.
And we've got a little bit of audio from it, and it sort of speaks to just a little of what you're saying.
Yeah.
Giving girls to give themselves permission to be.
Yeah,
and just as they are.
Just really quickly too, if anyone hasn't seen the documentary, it's on SBS iView and it is incredibly powerful. I would urge you all to watch it, and if that doesn't light a fire under your belly, I don't know what will.
And it's called Girls Rock?
Yeah, Girls Rock the Movie.
Girls Rock the Movie. All right, here's a little bit of the trailer.
We've been taught or socialized to think that it's normal to be this perfect idea of what a woman is supposed to be. That's what everyone's supposed to want to be.
I say girl, you say ah! I say girl, you say ah!
We all remember what it was like to be an adolescent, and I think we all kind of hope that we can give them what we needed at that time. I mean, our whole program is about that. It's just music is our medium.
It's hard because I always struggle with trying to get Palace to kind of focus more on developing who she is. I think that's a struggle for little girls, and it's a struggle all their lives.
I didn't like my face or my hair or my body or anything about me.
Bulimia, anorexia, drug use, you know, just everything. It was all out there and it was crazy.
I just accept that I hate myself and I don't really think about it. Who took the bomb?
I'm not somebody like Hillary Duff who just wants to be famous.
I was just like, you know what, I'm not going to learn how to play the bass in 5 days. What are they talking about? They're crazy, you know? Plus make up your own song, your own lyrics, and then get along with your band.
Girls are just like, I'm really sorry, I don't know if I'm sorry, but I think I'm sorry.
There is that sense of empowerment, you know, having a microphone for the first time, having volume. You can't underestimate how it feels to hear your voice, you know, echo through a room.
They're the best friends she had ever had in rock camp. It's just what happens. You can never forget anybody.
I'm so proud of my band.
Everyone needs to be saved. Everyone needs to feel like someone gets them for 15 minutes at least.
It makes me feel that I can go out and do like whatever I want to do. Not have anyone say anything about it, and if they do, you know, they're just a critic.
I've been waiting for so long to finally, you know, admit to myself that I'm amazing, and I really am. Everyone is beautiful in their own way, and they get even better when they decide to be powerful and they decide to rock.
And welcome back. You're listening to Girls Rock Melbourne, a summer special, because Girls Rock Melbourne will be doing a very special camp next year for teenage girls and those who identify as female. The camp's going to be exciting. It's a week-long camp of music and inspiration, but not just that. There's workshops as well. Some of the workshops sounded interesting. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we've got a self-defense workshop. We've got zine making, screen printing. We're going to have a Feminism 101 and self-care workshop.
Fantastic.
Body image. All of these sort of important lessons that I think we all probably wish we'd had when we were that age.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as we were saying before, can you imagine having an adult at that age encouraging you to just purely be?
Yeah.
You've mentioned a couple of times that we've got some great volunteers who are from the local Melbourne scene, and I want to play some music from some of these women. So some of the volunteers you've got, I'm going to do some shameless self-promotion. My band Liquor Snatch is volunteering. I'm going to play a track from The Snatch. This is Liquor Snatch.
The old grey mare, she ain't what she used to be, ain't what she used to be, ain't what she used to be.
I'm Stinky and Ruby's sitting over there, and we're just talking about the camp that's happening next year, but also we'll be playing lots of music from the women who are volunteering for the camp. You said there'll be some lunchtime performances at the camp. Who's performing?
We're pretty excited, actually. We've had an overwhelming amount of support. We announced, I think it was last week, that Courtney Barnett is going to be doing a lunchtime performance and a Q&A.
Wow.
Yeah, we've also got Camp Cope, which will be great. Fantastic. And I'm hoping that they will talk about their It Takes One campaign, which I'm a massive supporter of and think is really brilliant. We've also then got Cable Ties, a favourite Melbourne band of mine, and Lady Lash, as well as Sukhjit Kassir, who is a spoken word artist.
Yeah, and has it been difficult getting people to put their hand up and volunteer?
No, not at all, actually. The response has been really overwhelming. I think it's more dealing with logistics and dealing with so many people's different schedules. You know, I mean, the list of names that I could rattle off and won't of people who have put their hand up and said, we want to do this, and then have unfortunately had to say, sorry, I've got prior commitments.
Sure.
But, yeah, we've been absolutely gobsmacked, really.
Well, I'm hoping over the next few weeks, while we have the opportunity, while we have the airwaves, to get some of the women who are volunteering to come on in and maybe do a little bit of a live show within the studio here, because there's just so much amazing talent out there. And to think that, you know, that they're going to be sharing these skills in a really safe space,
yep,
in an inclusive way. It's such a great initiative. So, yeah, hopefully over the next few weeks we'll be getting some live performances in.
For sure.
But right now let's have a listen. Let's listen to some Camp Cope.
I'm not gonna climb.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special. And we've just been listening to a whole bunch of tracks. Tell us who we're listening to, Rubes.
We just heard Kemp Cope, Jet Fuel Can't Melt Steel Beams, Cable Ties Walking Out, and then X-Ray Specs, I'm a Cliche, all bangers.
Oh, corkers.
So today we're talking about, and for the next 5 weeks, the Girls Rock Melbourne program, why we're doing it, what it is that we do, and what we're hoping to sort of create with this program. And if any of you want to get involved, unfortunately at this point this year's camper and volunteer applications have closed. However, we are still after donations. If you would like to contribute, you can head over to www.girlsrockmelbourne.com. otherwise, you can find us on Facebook, Girls Rock Melbourne, the same handle for our Twitter and Instagram. We'd love to hear from you, and if there's any way you could possibly contribute or support us, we would be more than happy to have your help, because as a not-for-profit organisation, we're completely run by volunteers, and without the help of our volunteers and the community, this initiative that I personally think is so relevant and powerful wouldn't be happening.
And I think it's a good point you make too. Also, it's this initiative is inclusive, and so over the past few months, the women organising have put on several benefit concerts, gigs, trying to raise a little bit of extra money to provide scholarships for girls who can't afford to come along. So it's not just for moneyed people, you know. It's inclusive is the name of this game.
Yeah, we definitely wanted to have, I guess, a wide demographic when it came to our campers. Like you say, we wanted to make the campers inclusive as possible. I think it would be heartbreaking if you were that prospective camper who wasn't able to attend due to financial reasons. So we want this to be for everyone. We want everyone to feel empowered and then in turn give back and support their community, and that's all what this is about. Let's all give each other a helping hand and celebrate each other's agency.
Absolutely. I would like to tell a little story now, and it's just about how a camp like this can actually make a difference. Strangely enough, in one of my incarnations, I managed to find myself working as a house mother at a Christian boarding school.
Okay.
And it's the last place on earth I ever thought I'd find myself. And,
I'm trying to picture you there right now.
You know, I'm a very good actor. but I was doing my last year of uni, and I had to find some way to pay my way. So I got this job at a boarding school. It was a Christian boarding school, and I was looking after around 130 girls between the ages of 12 and 21. The reason I'm mentioning this is because, you know, that's the age group we're talking about for this camp. There was one girl in particular I remember. Her name was Ellen, and when she was 14, she was showing signs of being just that little bit alternative.
Oh, heaven forbid!
And that was the thing. Like, her peers were relentless in their attacks on her. Everything. At the time, you know, she would be listening to Nirvana, which was at that stage at least 10 years out of date. And all of her friends would just make fun of her relentlessly, and I was there just at that point in time, and my band was, we were supporting the Hard-Ons at the time.
Oh, awesome.
So I remember getting the Hard-Ons to sign this poster to Ellen, rock on, you know. And, you know, so she started to learn how to play guitar. And I remember at one stage she said to me, Miss Bridge, I've written a song. I want you to hear it, you know. And I thought to myself, it just doesn't matter what this song sounds like.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell her it's amazing, you know. So we found somewhere quiet because she was very shy. And she started playing this song, and tears just poured down my face. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever heard. And I remember buying her a zebra, sort of fake zebra skin guitar strap for her 16th birthday. And now she tours, plays and tours worldwide. I've actually got one of her tracks. I think I might play it for you guys now.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, her name's Ellen Kibble, and she's an amazing singer-songwriter, and I just feel very grateful to have been there at that point in her life when she was just being relentlessly bullied for having her own opinion.
And I bet she'll never forget you either.
And I think that's why this camp, that's what this camp can do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here's a track from Ellen Kibble. Thank you.
could see no way to keep my body still. When you heard the call, you left me on my own. I could see no reason to find my way back home. And the woodsman lives by the river in the valley. And he waits for me like a spider between the trees.
Welcome back. You're listening to Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special on 3CR 855 AM. And that was a track by Ellen Kibble. And you can find some more of her work on SoundCloud or Bandcamp. But she's, I guess, an example of what encouragement can do when you're at that tender age. She's an amazing talent.
And I'm so... I'm really glad and really appreciative that you shared that story, because it's kind of reinvigorated my excitement about camp coming up, and thinking about how many stories possibly just like that we'll be able to sort of share or reminisce on after camp. And, you know, it kind of gives gravity to what we're doing, you know. It's not about, you know, myself or the organisers at all. Like, that's not why we're doing it. But I guess it's definitely a pretty powerful and humbling thing when you think about the fact that you do have the opportunity to, you know, make a difference in people's lives. And
that's what it's about, really, isn't it? That's the thing that sticks out with the camp for me, just how valuable it would have been to have someone at that point, at that, when you're at that age, to have someone encourage you.
And even on a more sort of deeper sort of root level, like just to know that they're valued and they're important, and, you know, whatever they want to say or to express, like that it's valid and they should do it. I think that is really powerful.
It is. And that's something, because we get taught not to give ourselves permission.
Yep.
And, yeah, that's what I think Girls Rock Melbourne Camp is going to teach some girls. Hey, you've not only do you have permission, you've got permission and then some.
Yeah. And you don't need to ask anyone else for that permission.
No.
And, I mean, I think another issue which is really saddening is so often when, you know, particularly women or minorities or any sort of oppressed group do give themselves permission, they constantly find themselves apologising then afterwards. And so that's one thing that we've discussed at length that we're actually going to be focusing on throughout camp, that, you know, don't apologise. Obviously, unless you've hurt someone's feelings, but, you know, don't apologise for being who you are and expressing yourself, because that's not something that you should ever apologise for.
That's right. There's a lot of tone policing goes on these days. And, you know, that's the epitome of entitlement.
Yep.
Exactly. Is tone policing. So I'm so glad you girls have gotten it together to do a camp in Melbourne, and hopefully there'll be more and more camps. And I'm hoping that this time next year for the Girls Rock Summer Special, we'll have some camp graduates come on in.
I would love that.
Play some stuff for us. All right, you've been listening to the very first Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special. We'll be back next week. We're just going to go out with a little bit of music from all over the shop. But coming up afterwards is, of course, the Dogs are coming up next. The Australian Council for the Defence of Government Schools. Please do hang around. I've been Stinky.
And I'm Ruby. Thanks for listening.
And don't forget, girls rock.
Yeah, they do.
Don't be too polite, girls. Don't be too polite. Show a little fight, girls. Show a little fight. Don't be fearful of offending in case you get the sack. Just recognise your value and you won't look back. We're really on the way, girls, really on the way. Hooray for equal pay, girls, hooray for equal pay. They'll give it to 10% of us in spite of all their fears. But do they really need to make us wait all these years?
Oh.
Don't be too polite, girls, don't be too polite. Show a little fight, girls, show a little fight. Don't be fearful of offending in case you get the sack. Just recognise your value and you won't look back. Just recognise your value and you won't look back.
Поклоны, призрак свободы на небеса.
И правда отправит Сибирь каналам.
Глава КГБ, главный святой, ведет протестующихся снова конвой. Кто нас святейшего не оскорбит?
Женщина мусора, жрать и любить.
кузинов, в школу к тебе идет проповедник.
Иди на урок, принеси ему денег.
Подряд гудя и верит в Путина, лучшему в Бога, сука, верил. Поет тело, не заменит митинга.
Обратиться с нами, представь его Мария.
Scattered around with their blue hoods like cats in the morning. Oh, to me, they, you know, to me, they. And in the taxi home, I'll sing you a Trippet song.